Property Partners, twice the support, twice the experience.
Stay safe, reduce your contacts. Live from Waterford and Dungarvan, this is Waterford at One.
Good afternoon, I'm Julie Smith. Today's top stories. A Waterford Garda is charged with a breach of COVID restrictions. The great reopening as the county reawakens, we hear from business and people across Waterford.
And I'll be hearing from some women in Waterford about their first wash, cut and blow dry of the year.
And in sport, clubs across the country reopen for collective adult training.
A judge in Waterford has pushed back a decision on a serving Garda charged in relation to a breach of COVID restrictions. Garda Aoife Moore from Dungarvan was before the district court this morning, charged under Section 31 of the Health Act. Clodagh Walsh reports.
On the 7th of June last year, Gardaí were called twice to a house at Clunagraine, Dungarvan, following reports of an altercation. Revellers had been celebrating the birthday of Aoife Moore, a 27-year-old probationary Garda based in Waterford City. Gardaí found no evidence of an altercation, but a woman in the house had suffered an injury and an ambulance was called to bring her to the hospital. At around 5 a.m, Aoife Moore tried to travel with her friend in the ambulance, but was refused due to COVID-19 restrictions. Inspector Stephen Murphy said Miss Moore nearly fell out of the back of the ambulance and was then judged to be highly intoxicated and a danger to herself. In court today, Miss Moore pleaded guilty to a breach of COVID-19 restrictions for trying to enter the ambulance and to public order charges for intoxication in a public place. Defence for Miss Moore said she had not drank alcohol since the night in question and has become a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. Judge Terence Finn said Miss Moore's role as a Garda meant what he described as a raising of the bar, which placed her in a different position to an ordinary member of the public. He added that he would not be imposing a jail sentence but needed time to reflect. He adjourned a decision until the 2nd of June next month.
Restrictions have eased for the first time this year, with people now able to travel between counties and have visitors in their gardens. Non-essential retail can offer click and collect or shopping by appointment. Religious services, as well as museums, galleries and libraries, have also reopened. And personal services are in full swing. WLR reporter Aoife Kearns visited Head Candy Salon in Waterford this morning and has sent us this report.
So I'm here with Dawn O'Sullivan, owner of Head Candy Salon in Polvery in Waterford City. Dawn, is it like Christmas morning this morning?
Oh, Aoife, we're so excited. I mean, we've waited so long to get back, like 5 months. We really did not think it was going to take so long for us to get back. So we're so excited in here this morning.
And how are the clients so far? Are they absolutely buzzing coming in the door?
They are, sure. The minute it was announced when we were back, their phones were hopping, like, so, and they're so excited in here today because, you know, you'd miss the little chats and everything with the clients. So I think it's really, really important for them to be back to us as much as us to them, you know what I mean? So overall, it's a great day so far, thank God.
Have you been really busy with appointments and all that over the past few weeks?
We've been absolutely mental. I mean, we've been in here since last week. The whole team have been in here since last week trying to get the salon ready and get the appointment system up and running. And, you know, like the level of phone calls is just crazy trying to get in for appointments. But, you know, we're trying to accommodate everybody. And, you know, it's first come, first served. It's the only way we could kind of do it to keep it fair on everybody, you know, that way. So it's all good. You know, they've no problem waiting. After waiting so long for an appointment, they've no problem waiting another bit longer for it. So, no, it's all good. We're happy now.
So can I get your name?
Andrea Geary.
So how does it feel this morning getting your hair done? What are you getting done?
I was buzzing. I got a full head of highlights and a cut.
And how long has it been since you got your hair done last?
December 2020.
And were you buzzing when you got the phone call for the appointment?
I did. I texted out 5 minutes after the announcement came out, so has to be done.
Huge excitement here in Polvery and Head Candy Salon. Back to you, Julie.
Aoife Kearns reporting. Now, as museums, libraries and outdoor attractions also open today, the director of Waterford Museum of Treasures says he can't wait to welcome people into the brand new Silver Museum. The museum opened on a limited basis in December, only to be closed again shortly afterwards. A new Museum of Time is also to be opened during the summer. Eamon McAleeny says it's been horrible being cut off from people.
It's been an awful time for us, you know, because all of our lives we're interacting with people and we're engaging with people and we're telling people about Waterford and about its wonderful history and what goes on here, showing them the lovely treasures we have here. But And so it has been a sad, very, very sad time for us over the last few months, not being able to do that.
And book lovers have been eagerly awaiting the reopening of libraries today. In Waterford, Ardkeen and Lismore are open now. The rest open tomorrow, except for Tallow and Dunmore East, which are undergoing some maintenance work. Head librarian Tracy McEnany says it will be great to have children back in a safe environment.
It would be great to see children back in again using the library, and it's all going to be safe. You know, there's social distancing. We're letting so many people in, and it's just to get people back in and know that they're coming into a safe space.
And intercounty travel is open to all again. These shoppers in Waterford City Centre said they were looking forward to leaving the county.
Definitely looking forward to getting out of Waterford for a while. Just change of scenery, new places, even go as far as like Kilkenny, somewhere like that. Just get out of Waterford.
Dublin. Me and my mates wanted to go to Dublin for a while now for shopping. To get clothes again, new shoes.
Now, with the reopening of Waterford's economy, some city centre eateries are hoping for a different approach to dining this summer. WLR reporter Owen Dalton has sent us this report from Waterford City Centre.
So many businesses have been waiting for this day, but some are thinking ahead and want to try to make the best use of the city centre this summer. Waterford has arguably already been ahead of the curve for its own city centre streetscape. We saw some examples of how popular that proved to be on the likes of Baron Strand Street last summer. Dungarvan also would have such an arrangement in Grattan Square, which businesses there say has been working really well. But some businesses locally are hoping to see more developments in this regard. I've been speaking to Peter Fowler from the Granary Cafe, and he was telling me earlier what he'd like to see happen.
You know, the pandemic is such that I believe that every city and small town really should be concentrating on maybe 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 hubs around the city. Totally and utterly administered and sponsored by the council. They will be there when the pandemic is over. And I'm talking about, you know, small hubs on pedestrian streets or on curbsides. Rainproof roofing and tables and chairs provided by the council / private operators. We have done everything else. I mean, each and every individual cafe and restaurant is applying on their own behalf for their version of what they see suits themselves for outdoor seating. But I mean, the ultimate one surely is, as I say, you know, a half a dozen hubs located throughout the city, and we would be left with them when this pandemic is over.
As you've heard there from Peter, you could extend this idea to different parts of Waterford City Centre. I was also speaking to Aisling Kelly in Arundel Square. She reckons she runs one of the oldest tea and coffee shops in town with the Tuckaway Cafe.
Looking at the way trade was going last year, everybody's had to essentially look to sit outdoors. Now, I was in Kilkenny yesterday. My Dunn store is there. They have a fabulous idea done of the hexagonal tables, and they've two together. They've provided poles for umbrellas to go up. I think it's something most definitely should be looked at. And really, I think it's something we need to do here. There is trees outside with vacant area in between it, and I think there should be tables put in between that. Avail of all the empty spaces that are around.
Now, Waterford Council has often said that it's open to such ideas, but it also has to contend with finding the balance between using that public space and ensuring that any new arrangements also don't discommode others, including people with disabilities. But do expect to see some push on this in the weeks ahead.
One area of the economy which does not have a reopening to look forward to yet is the Gaeltacht area of An Ryan. The director of the Irish College there says the cancellation of this year's summer courses is a definite blow to the area. Micheál O'Driscoll of Chlóist na Rinne says while it's disappointing, it is understandable, but he says the loss to the local economy is huge.
It's definitely a loss, I suppose, from an economic point of view. Courses are worth a couple of million to the local economy in An Ryan, the greater Dungarvan area. But in every Gaeltacht, I suppose, the total, when you take 26,000 students, it's about 55 million lost, I suppose, to the Gaeltacht economies again this year. So it's disappointing. It's the right decision. We can't wait for next year and 2022.
In other news, in brief, people over the age of 50 are to get their COVID-19 vaccine from today. The rollout is being ramped up this week, less than a week after the online portal opened for that age cohort. The latest vaccination figures show 28,000 doses were administered on Saturday, with over 223,000 in that week so far. Meanwhile, the EU has not ordered AstraZeneca COVID vaccines beyond June. Last month, the Commission launched legal action against the pharmaceutical company for not providing supplies on time. A new contract with Pfizer to deliver doses was signed last week. A letter signed by over 60,000 people has called on the government and NPHET to ease restrictions at maternity hospitals. The HSC has advised hospitals to allow partners to attend labour, the 20-week scan and visit a child in neonatal ICU. However, each hospital decides when and if that's safe. And proposals for dealing with institutional investors buying up housing estates won't be ready in time for tomorrow's cabinet meeting. Ministers are examining the tax breaks such investment funds get and restricting what kinds of properties they're allowed to buy. The Dáil will debate a motion tomorrow evening on the issue.
Make the smart play with Virgin Media. Check out their smart home packages at Virgin Media, George's Street, Waterford.
Sponsors of the Sports News on WLR.
A very good afternoon from the sports desk. I'm Nigel Kelly. We're going to start with the reopening of sport in the country, where collective training for adult teams returns today, with non-contact sessions allowed in pods of 15 or less, where one Waterford hurling legend will be making the trip to his club for a puck around. A short time ago, I asked Dan Shannon how much it means to be able to get back to the club in Lismore and meet friends and teammates.
I think people underestimate that when you go training. It, of course, it's about the physical side and the skill side, but the mental side of it as well. Like, you know, and you can have a chat with players up there after a bad day at work or a bad day in college, go up and hit a ball around the field, work hard and train hard. And it has a great effect, you know, after the training. Like, you know, so I just can't wait to bounce.
While Carrick United Secretary Debbie Torpey says that the mental health benefits of playing sport cannot be ignored.
It's a massive part of that because, as you know, we are involved with Pieta House, so we understand the whole mental health well-being, and that is a plays a big part with the training, whether it's with your friends or if it's new people that you get to know.
And back to Gaelic games, where Waterford came out the wrong side of a 5-22 to 1-27 scoreline in Páirc Uí yesterday. Liam Cahill's side never really left second gear, with the Rebels able to stretch their legs on Leaside. And the Deisha boss Cahill did make note of the performance of Mount Sion's Austin Gleeson.
Real good player, everybody knows that, and I think he's shown the traits of a good player now, just working hard and doing the ugly stuff as well, which maybe people would have been critical of Austin Gleeson in the past, that he's not as hard working as he should be, but he puts himself about well today, and he still has plenty in him, lots more to come hopefully from every aspect of Austin's play.
In golf, Rory McIlroy says that he hopes his first tournament win since November 2019 will act as a springboard for upcoming majors. He claimed the Wells Fargo Championship for the third time with a one-shot victory, and the PGA Championship starts in just 2 weeks. And Europe's former Ryder Cup captain Paul McGinley told Sky Sports News that McIlroy's a player who thrives on confidence.
There's obviously still room for improvement there, but the most important thing is we've got an inspired Rory McIlroy again. He's got the bit between his teeth, and with three major championships to come, for the next, 3 or 4 months, that's what obviously our focus and what his focus is going to be around.
In rugby, the Six Nations looks set to remain on free-to-air TV in Ireland. Tournament organisers say that they have agreed the principles of a joint bid between Virgin Media and RTE for the broadcast rights of the men's, women's and under-20 tournaments. It had been feared that broadcast rights would be put behind a paywall following heavy investment from private equity firm CVC Capital Partners. However, an unprecedented joint bid by Virgin Media and RTE has been confirmed by Six Nations management in what would be a multi-year deal. Moving to soccer and the Premier League, where West Brom's relegation was confirmed yesterday after they were beaten 3-1 by Arsenal at the Emirates Stadium. It was a first ever relegation as manager for Sam Allardyce, and despite having 12 months to still to run on his contract, the manager wouldn't confirm if he intends to stay at the club.
I won't answer whether I am or I'm not staying, okay? Sorry about that, but I just won't answer that at this time after the disappointment of the situation that we're in and the disappointment of obviously losing tonight.
While the Man United manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says that he's hopeful captain Harry Maguire will be available for the Europa League final at the end of this month. Maguire limped off in the second half of yesterday's win against Aston Villa with an ankle injury. While Burnley can secure their Premier League status tonight and relegate Fulham at the same time, a win at Craven Cottage will take Sean Dyche's side 12 points clear of the bottom three. And the Burnley boss says that it's a massive game for both clubs.
Getting on the right side of them big moments when you need them, that's one of the keys, you know, and that's their challenge. We've got our own challenge, which is to certainly, you know, win the next game, and the same thinking behind that. We want to take on the form that we've got to turn it into wins, quite obviously.
And finally, with just 2.5 months to go until the Olympics in Tokyo, a new poll claims that 60% of people in Japan want it cancelled. The capital's in a coronavirus state of emergency until at least the end of the month, and the country's vaccine rollout is well behind many Western nations. And their Prime Minister Yoshida Suga says that he's never put the Olympics first ahead of protecting the population. Sports news on WLR is thanks to Virgin Media, Waterford.
Getting out and about? Sign up for your credit union debit card.